Happy Friday, everybody. Thank you so much for downloading or streaming the Be Our Guest podcast. Always so glad when you're here to join us on the show. Today, we're just having some fun to kick off the weekend. Pam and Ricky join me, and we start off the show by talking about an interesting campaign Walt Disney World is doing right now on TV to entice fans like us to get back to Walt Disney World. So here we have to say about that. Then we talk tough Disney choices, and these are all driven by the folks over in the Be Our Guest Podcast Clubhouse, which you can join us at beourguestpodcast.com/discord. And we talk about things like a week in a Polynesian bungalow or a cabin over at Copper Creek. Or how about popcorn with Fantasmic or corn dog nuggets in the Hubgrass? We give our thoughts on these things and just about 20 or 30 more situations. Play right along with us in the car, on your run, as you're walking the dog, and let's have some fun to kick off the weekend. Don't forget, our show is always brought to you by the Magic for Less Travel. We love to help you plan your next Walt Disney World, Disneyland, Disney Cruise Line, or Adventures by Disney trip for no additional cost to you. Check out all the details right now over at themagicforless.com. Please also use our Amazon affiliate link when you shop online. That one extra click supports everything we do throughout the year. It's beourguestpodcast.com/Amazon. And also, thank you so very much to our Patreon supporters. You guys make all our shows possible, so thank you so much for that. You can support us as well, just $5 a month, and you get our bonus show. It's called Mike in the Midwest. So coming over this weekend, patreon.com/beourguestpodcast.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
Welcome to episode 2469 of the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Rallman from BeOurGuestPodcast.com and one of the senior agents over at the Magic for Less Travel. Happy Friday to you. Around this part of the world, we call this Fajita Friday. That's right. If you come over to the clubhouse, you see, because I post the awesome GIF or GIF or whatever you want to call it, of Fajita Friday every Friday. So if you want to get your weekend started the right way, that's where you need to be. So come on over, beourguestpodcast.com/discord. All right, today we're going to have some fun. We're going to take it light. We're not going to dive into a serious topic today. We're going to keep it light and cheery. But I have a theory. I got to talk to you two about something because I think somebody in Disney marketing has been going back in our archives. I am not kidding. I've seen this new marketing campaign, and they are totally ripping off something we did 5 years ago. And we gotta have a discussion for real quick before we get into today's show. But joining me today, it's the OG crew. Ricky's here from a DisneyWorldAfterAll.com. Speaking of OG, and the MouseForLess.com, even more OG than that OG. We have Ricky, and I'm done with the OG references. What's up, Ricky? Happy Friday.
Well, this OG is at Walt Disney World today.
So. Stop.
Yes, I am at the Magic Kingdom. So to you.
That's the greatest thing about podcasting. Like, we can be here and there at the same time.
Yep. Brian and I are, we took a trip down. Lucy's with Grandma and Grandpa. And we're having some fun at the Magic Kingdom today. And we should be having lunch at Kona. And then tomorrow we're going to Epcot and we should be having dinner at Sanaa. So it was actually funny, this past weekend, Brian and I were talking about the trip and he's like, so what are our plans? And I'm like, what are you talking about? I was like, I don't know. We're going to the Magic Kingdom. You know, cause we're the worst at planning our own vacations. And, so I was like, I don't know. We're going to the Magic Kingdom on Friday and he's like, we're going to Epcot on Saturday. And he's like, yeah, but where are we eating? I'm like, I don't know.
Yeah, that is the most important part. Who cares about what theme park you're going to? It is, where are we eating?
So we literally sat down and I opened up the My Disney Experience app and I'm like, okay, well, here's what's available. And of course, you know, he's like, okay, well, can we do Ale and Compass on Saturday for breakfast? And I was like, oh, that's a good idea. And then I looked and I'm like, okay, there's no Ale and Compass available for Saturday morning. So I think there was like one at 7:30 in the morning, and I said, well, that's not happening. So
what's wrong with 7:30? I mean, it's a little bit late, but I mean, no, you could make it work.
No, that's not a little bit late. That's way too early. So that's not happening. I'm just going to keep my eyes open to see if maybe I can get that reservation, you know, tonight or tomorrow, so I can go tomorrow morning. And then he's like, well, let's go to Topolino's. And I'm like, haha, that's funny. That's not available.
Yeah, right.
He kept naming like all these things that he wanted to go eat at that were nowhere close to being available. He's like, Ohana. I'm like, nope, we're not eating there either. So
poor Brian. Dude works so hard every day, and the guy's gonna have to eat corn dog nuggets or something.
No,
breakfast.
We're eating at Sanaa, which I'm very excited about because they did just bring out some new desserts. So I'm excited to try those. And of course, you can't go wrong with bread service and butter chicken. So
for
I'm
breakfast?
Very excited.
I thought you were talking breakfast.
No, that's for dinner.
Okay, Sanaa, you were just talking breakfast a second ago. You're losing me here.
I know.
You're talking desserts, then your bread service, then your butter chicken. I'm like, what are you guys are like savages.
Had to switch to a dinner menu.
Okay, good. I'm confused. I'm like, you guys are savages if that's what you're having for breakfast. But go ahead.
That would be an interesting breakfast.
Yes, it would. I'm like, I don't know how they do it at Sanaa, but I mean, it is a little bit different. So go ahead.
Yeah. So anyway, we got that. And then we are doing, I think I saw that they have a delicious like ramen bowl at Kona for lunch, but it's only available at lunch. So we're doing lunch at Kona. So that'll be nice too. Yeah.
You're going to pay $25 for ramen noodles.
That's about what it is for ramen here in Atlanta. So, I mean, if you want good ramen, that's about what you're paying.
Here in St. Peter's, they're 85 cents.
Yeah, that's Schnucks. If you buy a little cracky packet there.
Let me remind you, that is top ramen. It's not bottom ramen either. Shout out to Bella Dawkins, who's tuned in live from Disney's Hollywood Studios as we record. All right. Also joining us, we have Pam Forrester. She's co-owner of the Magic for Less Travel, which I believe you are not at Walt Disney World right now. But hey, I could be wrong. You might be too.
No, I'm not. I'm home for like a week and a half before I have to go do something again. This year is crazy with travel stuff, but so I'm enjoying the beautiful weather that we're having here. I like spring weather. It's like we are big into the gardening, and this is the time where like you have to do your prep work, like lay the groundwork for the things that are going to happen later on in the season. So I've already started thinking about plants that we're going to be planting, vegetables. We're getting wild and crazy this year, trying a new variety of the butternut squash, which was our big performer last year. I swear we got at least 50 butternut squash.
Wow.
So this time we are trying a new variety of it. Yes, I know. My mom and I had a big discussion about it, and she's like, oh, I'm ordering these seeds. And I'm like, we're crazy this year. We're just trying out this new stuff. But no, I'm excited about it.
I love it.
All right. Here's something I want to talk to you two about. So do you remember, okay, this is how long we've been doing the show. We're in our 17th year. We've done this for 16 years in our 17th year. This has at least been 5 years ago. We did these shows where we'd say, right now at Walt Disney World, somebody is like, right. It's literally like Bella Dawkins right now is joining us live from Disney's Hollywood Studios. So honest to God, right now at Disney's Hollywood Studios, somebody at ABC Commissary is likely having a grilled cheese buffalo chicken sandwich, like right now. It's happening. So, and we need to do one of those shows again because it's a good, like, you know, kind of thinking about it, you know, kind of gets you like activated. Like if you need to kind of think about going on a vacation, it really makes you think about it. So anyway, I don't know if you guys have seen this. Now, I spend time on the treadmill every day, three different times throughout the day. I walk a couple of times and I run in the morning, but I have my iPad going. And Disney is running this campaign now I see it on Pluto TV, which is a free service. It's owned by CBS. And it is very kind of run. I think it's put out by their social media like department more than kind of like a traditional media department, because it's a lot of quick hits. It's more of like what you would see on YouTube or TikTok kind of media. And I'm not kidding. I don't know if you've seen these commercials. And I also saw it during the Final Four. So I've seen it on CBS. But here's kind of the gist of it. And our listeners jump in. I'm not just talking to Pam and Ricky here. We're all in this together. So Discord, come over. Let's have this conversation this weekend, because I know you guys have seen this. they put like a timestamp of like a little 10-second video hit of people doing stuff on their vacations. For example, they show the sweetest little girl, and you could tell she's sitting in Frozen Ever After, like all dolled up like a princess. And it says like Tuesday at like 1:12 p.m. like to entice you that like this is not a Saturday afternoon. This is a Tuesday at 1:12 p.m. Like you should be at work. But no, we're at Walt Disney World doing Frozen Ever After. And this girl's losing her mind because you can tell you don't see the stage. You just see the girl reacting to what's happening on the stage. But you see like the bubbles of the snow coming down in the theater. And you're just like, oh, I know. Like if you've been there, you know the moment, right?
Yeah.
And then like it goes like it's a quick little 10-second hit. Then it goes to like a dad, or we assume that it's a dad. Dude, he is doing nothing but floating on a float in the big blue pool at Art of Animation. I mean, nothing is happening but this cat floating in a pool, and it's like Thursday, 9:12 a.m. You know, and it's like totally messing with you. Like, dude, I wish I could be doing that like in a weekday in the morning instead of working. And you hear all the kids splashing around him. You hear all the excitement of the big blue pool. And then you see like a kid coming up to some stormtroopers over in Batu at the studios. And it's like, you know, Monday, 3:12 p.m. And the stormtroopers are interacting with this little kid. But I mean, this is exactly what we did. This is like right now at Walt Disney World, some kid's talking to a stormtrooper. Right now, some dude's floating around in the big blue pool. This is what we did. But I mean, it drew me in. I'm like, I want to do this right now. It hit hit me hard. Like, this is the perfect campaign. Pam, have you seen this campaign? I don't know if you've
seen
it.
Yeah, I have. And it is good. I agree. It did. Here's one of the things that I was thinking of when I was watching it. And I wondered if it hit people who were more familiar
Hits people like us hard.
That's what I was thinking too.
Yes.
Because like you, I was like, immediately when I saw that little girl, I knew she was at
Frozen Ever After.
Yes. And she was like, she was doing, like, I thought it was the stage show.
Yeah, it was the stage show.
Where like that thing that comes out and like the snow, it starts snowing. There's sort of, not to, you know, spoiler alert, friends, but yes, at some point it starts to like snow. But I thought that like I immediately knew where that was, and you did too. And so there's that kind of thing. And that's what I was like, I wonder if it hits different with people who are familiar with these things, because you do know all those things and you may have experienced those. I have been on several occasions, a stormtrooper and I have gone toe to toe on a few things. And then you've seen kids do it too. And I think that that's really cool. But I think maybe for people who don't know it as well as we do, that's exciting too, right? Because I think, you know, one of the things I think I shared this was that on the last meeting that I had gone to with Disney, they shared that, you know, there's a huge percentage of people who have not been there since Galaxy's Edge since Pandora had opened up.
2017.
Like, since Pandora had opened up. I mean, you know what I mean? So think about it. There's probably people who haven't had the chance to interact with stormtroopers and other people. I sort of love that area of the park because it's sort of different. Things sort of happen there. You aren't queuing up to get your picture with the stormtrooper. You aren't queuing up to get your picture with Rey. You're interacting with them. And they said this before Galaxy's Edge even opened, right? That you would be interacting with the land and all the characters in different ways. And I think that that's one of the most sort of amazing thing, and probably frustrating to some people, but I think it really offers some opportunities. So that's what I loved about that commercial.
Yeah. It was weird because it was totally marketed. That one was marketed, I think, to people like us. Like,
yeah,
I was wondering though, because for people that had context, you knew exactly the feeling, like, and it made 100%. You envious of the people, or you just wanted to have that. Cause I don't know, like, it just made me like, oh, I remember when Mallory was like dressed like a princess sitting there in Frozen Ever After and having that snow coming and losing her mind. And like, I wanted to be the dad in the big blue pool,
right?
You know, it was weird that he was in the Art of Animation pool at a value resort. He wasn't featured in Stormalong Bay. He wasn't featured in, you know, like, it was I love kind of thinking about the reasoning why they put those things in there. It's a great campaign. I mean, it's so good. I love thinking about those things. Ricky, have you seen it?
Oh, of course I've seen it. Actually, one of my favorite ones is the one that features the Jungle Cruise. And it's, you know, the telling of the joke of the way that they got rid of their in-laws or whatever. It's one of my favorite jokes that they actually tell. And then they just start screaming, you know, I love you. Oh, it's I love you. I want to meet your parents or something along those lines. It's just one of my favorite things. And I you know, again, it's kind of one of those, you have to have been on the Jungle Cruise to really appreciate that joke and understand what they were doing with that. Because otherwise you'd be like, what on earth is happening here? But it's fantastic. So I think they're doing a really good job with those commercials. And I think you're right. I think the goal is to probably get people who have been to Walt Disney World before and have experienced some of those things to have that memory, to have that emotion and be like, oh, you know what we need to do? We need to go back. It's been too long. You know, the kids have gotten older and it's, you know, it's time to head back to Walt Disney World. And I think that that's really what those commercials are trying to accomplish. And I think that they work very well. So,
and there's a second campaign. There's second campaigns going on too. Like it's like TikTok videos real quick. And it's like a couple getting engaged in front of the castle. Cause my wife was like, cause this was going on during the Final Four. We were watching the UConn Purdue final and they showed this one. And actually it was on during the CMT, the Country Music Awards. Like it was sponsored by Walt Disney World. The Country Music Awards were sponsored by Walt Disney World. So tons of Disney commercials during this. And one of the things was like this couple get engaged in front of the castle. Pam's like, is that legal? Like, does Disney condone that? I'm like, yeah, as long as you don't jump up on the stage, like during a show or something. Like, because remember that viral video, like that cast member that came swooping in and grabbed that ring. That was classic. But I'm like, I've seen this a million times during races. I'm like, as long as you're not like doing it where, you know, you're interfering with other guest enjoyment, you're good. But it was like little moments that people had recorded around. And I'm just intrigued by that. Anyway, let's get to today's topic. So we could talk about Disney marketing because I think it's great. But so we're not going to spend a ton of time describing. We give a couple thoughts, but we're not going to give a dissertation on these. We're going to go tough Disney choices. Since there's three of us, maybe one will have to rule the day. So we'll have right or wrong answers. All right, no clickety-clickety. Here we go, so I don't have to edit. Okay, here we go. From Wish Upon a Star over in the clubhouse, she says, a shorter stay at a deluxe resort with less park days or a longer stay at a value resort with more park days? All right, we're going to take turns going first. Ricky, you're first on this one.
Longer stay and more park days. Yeah. Easy.
Pam?
I'm going the opposite. Shorter stay at the deluxe resort, less park days.
I am too. I'm shorter stay, deluxe, chill. Because of the word chill. I'm getting old. I'm getting old. The parks wear me out. Okay, so we got that one. All right, let's see here. This one's funny. Well, this is actually from Wish Upon a Star as well. Enjoy a character meal with the BOGP crew or experience your favorite attraction with the BOGP crew. What do you think most people would pick? Pam, would they rather have a character meal with us or ride a ride with us?
I think do the character meal because then you could get more time to talk chat and whatever. Yeah,
I'm with you too, Ricky.
I agree. I think character meal. Yeah, you get the extra time. I think that's the best.
We could be the option. Characters.
I wouldn't say it's the best option that we would choose, but I think it's the best option. You know, I would love to sit down and, you know, chat with all of our listeners and, you know, talk one-on-one. That would be so fantastic.
Yeah.
It would be just the best thing ever. So, cause I love, you know, when they do stop us, I love getting the opportunity to just chat with them and things like that. So if you do see us in the parks, say hi, because we do like to talk to you guys. I mean, we're, you know, you can actually say hi to us. So
yes,
I just wanted to let you guys know.
100%. And like, I got the selfie wall going up here with the digital frame and I got pictures of all my selfies now. So I want you in the studio so that you can be scrolling through here all the time. All right. Run Mike D over in the clubhouse says, Skyliner Resort or Monorail Resort. I'm going to go, I mean, if I wasn't paying, Monorail Resort, because you're getting a deluxe. So, Ricky?
Oh, that one is tough. I think Monorail Resort edges out just a little. Again, yeah, because you get to stay at a deluxe resort. So, I think I would choose Monorail.
Pam?
Yeah, I'm going to choose Monorail, too. As much as I like the Skyliner, there is something about the Monorail. So,
Then he follows up with a great one. Christmas at the Studios or Christmas at the Magic Kingdom?
Oh, I've done this. I've done both of these, actually. And I usually choose Christmas at the Studios. And I've actually done both of these on Christmas Day. I choose Christmas at the Studios because it's usually a little less busy. I think that the Studios has a much better decoration ratio for sure. Like the decorations at the Studios is just hands down my favorite. And I just always feel like the Magic Kingdom is like packed. So I choose Hollywood Studios hands down for sure.
Pam, what would you pick?
This is tough. I think I would choose, and I've done both too. I've actually done all. I think I would choose Christmas at the Magic Kingdom just because there's a huge nostalgia factor there for me. I really just, you know, that part of it, just, I love being in the Magic Kingdom on Christmas. There's something about it. It just hits differently. It just really does. And you get to see the parade and all of that. Although I think I'd park hop over the Studios.
There you go. Yes, cheater. Cheater.
Cheater. No, you know what? Because you mentioned the word nostalgia. And the thing is, I'm going with the Studios because it gives me nostalgia. And what it is, I'm not kidding. As soon as I see those, and I know what they're called because somebody looked them up for me, the spaghetti poodles that are out by Hollywood and Vine. Yeah. My great grandma had those things. I am not kidding. She had those things at her house in Alton, Illinois. And it was just, there were certain things, like everybody knows, like when you went to Mama's house, like there were certain things like, why are those there? But they're like burned into your memory. You know, over at their house too, they had the, I don't know if your great, this is my great grandparents. They had, you know, the record player that was like furniture that like you had to open the lid and like it was down in there and like it had the record and the radio and, you know, it was like a big thing. I mean, it's probably 8 foot long. It was like a coffin. I mean, it was huge. Yeah. But I mean, the house smelled weird, but it was like comfortable. I mean, it was weird, but it was like comfortable, right? I mean, it was great grandparents' house over at Alton. I mean, the whole town is old, you know, like it's just an old kind of ghost. If you've been to Alton, Illinois, it's like an old ghost town. Really, I mean, the whole town's like kind of, I mean, sorry if you're from Alton, but I mean, that's, if you're from Missouri, it's kind of a spooky town. But it was, because it's on the, now my laptop's recording everything I'm saying. But it's okay, stop. Okay, stop. I'm going to turn that off. Okay, I don't need, close. So anyway, I don't know. I activated the SIRIs apparently.
Oh,
anyway, so, but yeah, no. So I'm going to go with Studios. And I think that's how it got activated in the first place. So if I activated yours, I apologize. Okay. Matt Rowe over in the clubhouse says, when you arrive in World Showcase, do you start Mexico or Canada? And there is a clear, correct choice in this one. I think Pam's up first.
I will say 9 times out of 10 or 12, we start in Mexico, but every now and then I will start in Canada too.
Mexico. Ricky.
So I don't usually have like a specific path. I'm one of the weirdos that doesn't. I will say the majority of the time it's Mexico. However, there are occasional times when I do take the Canada path. It just kind of depends on what my goal is for visiting World Showcase. But yeah, usually it's Mexico. But I can't say that I don't ever go the Canada route because I definitely do that sometimes too.
If I was Catholic and it was during Lent, I would go to Canada first because I go get my fish and chips.
Good choice.
And you know what? I'm not Catholic, and sometimes I do go get my fish and chips, so I do go through Canada first because I love fish and chips in my Yorkshire County. What's it called? The Yorkshire County Fair fish stand.
Yes.
Man,
I would pay $30 for fish and chips right now. Like, I bet you I'd pay $40 right now if I could Instacart a fish and chips from that stand, if they would bring me some malt vinegar with it, $40 right now to the studio. Oh, that'd be so good. Oh my gosh. I gotta stop thinking about Disney food. All right, Laura P. over in the clubhouse says, Mears or Uber? I think I'm going first on this one because I always take Uber because it's usually just me. And Uber takes zero planning. You just show up, grab your bags, pop out the app, hit the button. Somebody comes swooping in 3 minutes. Be like, hey, I'm Mike. Mike, Bob, let's go. And throw your stuff in the car and just cross your fingers that you get there in 30 minutes. And you know, it's usually about $40. And I'm there. So I usually do Uber. Uber's kind of my jam. It makes me feel worldly. You know, I don't get out of the house much, and it does make me feel kind of cosmopolitan to be taking a ride share. I'll admit it. Ricky, what about you? Mears or Uber?
I'm going to go Uber just so I can get to where I want to go faster. So I think Uber is going to be the choice for me.
Pammy had to step outside your comfort zone. Which one are you taking?
I'm going to do Ubers too.
Here's an interesting one. This one is from Lucy over in the clubhouse.
Not my daughter.
Not unless she can type. Unless she started typing.
No, I
see the picture on the avatar. It's not your daughter.
Okay, all right.
An Epcot fireworks cruise or a Magic Kingdom fireworks cruise? Pam Forrester, I think I've been on one of each with you, and one that I did that was a Magic Kingdom one. One, it was super cold, and two, we almost sunk.
We took on water.
True. We
did. I'm gonna choose Epcot. I think it offers a really good view of the fireworks show, and I think the Magic Kingdom one is just an okay view of the fireworks show.
I agree with Pam. I think that the view of the Magic Kingdom fireworks show is just okay.
Yeah.
But that view from Epcot, man, that is just a fantastic view. So I agree. I'm gonna say go to Epcot, the Epcot one.
You butted me, but I'm gonna go Magic Kingdom.
I know, I'm sorry.
That's okay. It's not really the rules here, but I'm gonna go Magic Kingdom because I like being out there and you also get to see the electrical water pageant. And it's super loud. It blows your ears out when you're out there, by the way. You don't realize how loud it is till you're out on the water. ENP in the clubhouse says, for each park, would you rather have early morning hours or you get an individual lightning lane instead? Would you rather have early morning hours or an individual light? I'm going to go an individual lightning lane because that's kind of like you. That's like individual. You get to right there. It's kind of like you get to be a VIP. Like early morning hours is kind of like for the masses. I want to feel like a VIP that day. Ricky?
Oh, individual lightning lane, 100%. You know I'm not getting up early. Are you kidding me?
Getting up early. You missed the best part of the day. I can't believe you say that. You're missing all the best part of your day for your whole life.
Nope. Still, I'm telling you. Still, I like sleep, so no.
Killing me. Pam?
I'm going early morning hours. I actually like that period of the day so much, and I like the energy. When you're there with the people in the morning, it's like you all are sort of like, I see you, right? Yeah. Like we're doing the same peeps. Thing. Yeah.
We're all like Ricky's in bed. We're getting this done. Ricky's still in bed.
I just really enjoy that 30 minutes. I think it's such a kind of energizing yet peaceful time of the day. So I like it.
All right. K Spano says Mickey's Not So Scary or Mickey's Very Merry. You knew this was coming. It comes every time we do a show like this, Ricky.
Is it my turn?
Yes.
Okay. This one's hands down easy for me. It's going to be Mickey's Not So Scary. I adore that party. I think that party is so much fun. And it's just the energy in that party is unlike anything else. So plus you get to trick or treat and dress up. So yes, 100% Mickey's Not So Scary.
Pam Forrester.
I'm doing the Christmas party. You know, I am a huge Christmas person. I love the fireworks, the holiday fireworks. I love the Christmas parade, the soldiers, the reindeer. Those are just, you know, things that I really enjoy. So, and I love the music, like the Christmas music in the Magic Kingdom is some of my favorite. There's like some deep pools from there. There's some Lawrence Welk there. There's
a one and a Tua.
Yes. I mean, there's some good stuff there. So yeah, I'm doing the Christmas party.
I love the Christmas party. I do. And I love Christmas as a holiday more than Halloween. And I love the I love the feel. But the one thing that the Halloween party has, a 50-year-old dude can go trick-or-treating and get five pounds of fun-size candy bars and nobody will bat an eye.
They ain't gonna say boo. I mean, they might say boo. But,
well, they should say boo. You're paying $190. A bunch of people should be saying boo. Yeah. I'm going Halloween party. All right. So the next one is from Jessica LD over in the clubhouse. She says, this one's easy for one of us. Actually, this one's easy for all three of us. Rope drop or closing out a park. Early bird always gets the worm. Rope drop gets you ahead of the crowd for the rest of the day. And like Pam said, I see you early birds.
That's rope drop. Right.
So Pam and I, I'm just going to go around in this one. Rope drop. Late night. Okay, moving on.
Yep. Answered.
Done. BWM 8184 says Pizza Fari or Pizza Rizzo. I like this one. This is a super interesting one. Ricky, you got it.
I mean, there's no question. It's Pizza Rizzo all the way, baby. It's so much fun. You can't have a bad time at Pizza Rizzo because there's the dance hall up top, and if you're not sitting up there, you're not enjoying your vacation. You have to go up there and jam out to all the great wedding classic hits and have the horribly awful, delicious, puffy pizza. And it's one of my favorite things to do. I know the pizza's not good. I still enjoy it every second of the moment that I'm there. Pizza Rizzo for the win. Plus, it's themed around the Muppets. I mean, hello. How do you get any better than that? So.
Manamanat. Now it's going to be stuck in your head. Now it's going to be stuck in your head the whole weekend. That was my goal. You're welcome. Pam Forrester, go ahead.
I will... all cards on the table here. It has
She's
been
not eating it either.
Been a moment since I've been at either one of these. But I will say I do like the Muppets, and I do like the little play on words on their sign where it says it's rat pizza at night, their little neon sign. I will do Pizza Rizzo, but yeah.
It's the sweet Pizza Rizzo. This dude right here has DJed well over 300 wedding receptions in the greater St. Louis area. So I have to go upstairs and relive my glory days of Genesis Banquet Center in South County, Missouri, down on Telegraph Road, where I was the house DJ for a decade and have eaten my body's weight times a million in muscacholi.
Oh, yes.
As Spyro Gyra played as we ate dinner and I called tables. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, you may join us at the buffet line because I also did that. I kind of was dual service there.
And dry chicken, probably too.
No, the cheap chicken.
It was definitely dry.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome, Mr. and Mrs. Smith to the dance floor for their first dance as husband and wife. Okay, not getting paid for that tonight, so let's move on. All right, next, Hannah L. says, Hannah L. coming in hot with this one.
Oh, gosh.
Crossing, and oh, my gosh, my wife's AirPods Pro disconnected to my iPad, so I don't know where this is going to go. I don't know, because she's upstairs, apparently. I guess she's going for a walk out at the lake, and she's passing the window here at the studios, because the path is right outside my window. Anyway. I know things are going off the rails as we speak. Last week there was a tornado about this time, so who knows, man? This is not a good time to record. Anyway, crossing your first marathon finish line or capturing the commercial moment with your kid and their favorite character. Oh my God, this is not cool. But Hannah, you're not cool for asking this one. This is like being selfish. Because, like, do I want to have the commercial moment with my kid or have the crossing the finish line with a marathon? But I'm not saying it too loud because I don't want my family to hear me say this out loud, but it's crossing the finish line of a dope beat. Okay, Ricky, go ahead. Nobody heard that one, I hope.
I haven't obviously done the full. I've only done a half. But which is, trust me, a huge accomplishment for me, and I'm retired, and that's why. But I'm still gonna say having Lucy meet characters, like, that's just the best. Oh my gosh, like, my heart is so happy and full when I see her and meeting the characters. It's just, yeah, that's, I'm smiling and tearing up just thinking about it right now. So I there's no way I can say anything else.
Pam, I'm such a bad dad. Go ahead, Pam.
I'm doing the commercial moment.
See, I'm a terrible dad. I'm so bad. I'm so selfish. I'm going straight down. Oh my, okay. We got a roll. Okay, here we go. A bunch. Hannah, let's see. Hannah L comes. Wait, was that Hannah L? Maybe I got the wrong. No, she does. She comes with another one. Here's a good one. Falling asleep to the singing Disneyland Hotel headboard after watching the fireworks. Man, that headboard at Disneyland Hotel. I wear it out every time I stay there. Or waking up to a Savannah view at the Animal Kingdom Lodge. Oh my gosh. I'm going first on this one. Oh wait, I went first last time. Ricky, go ahead. Disneyland Hotel headboard or waking up at Animal Kingdom Lodge?
Animal Kingdom Lodge. There's just nothing like seeing the animals out there on the savannah. I mean, watching a giraffe just walk past your window is, I mean, how do you get any more perfect than that? So that's where I'm picking.
All right, Pam.
I'm doing the same, Animal Kingdom Lodge.
Nope, Disneyland Hotel for me. Dude, I love that thing at night. I just keep pushing the button and seeing those fiber optic fireworks, even though it's like 70s technology and the little music. Oh, I love it so much. Okay, this one's from Kay Spano over there in the clubhouse. Which would you bring back, the luau at the Polynesian or Main Street Electrical Parade? Dun, 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 dun. Pam.
I'm doing Main Street Electrical Parade in a heartbeat.
Yeah, I guess I am too. Even the guy, we went to the luau 3 times. I loved it.
Yeah, Main Street Electrical Parade, hands down. There's no ifs, ands, or buts on that one.
What if the fire dancer guy was on one of the floats for the Main Street Parade? That'd be awesome.
I mean,
what if he was?
I just want everybody to picture that for a second. How cool would that be?
Just
like,
for a moment, like, reflect.
Like just, yes. just pick a float. It doesn't matter.
We'll
just
come back later.
What if he was like with those weird looking ostriches that gave me kind of nightmares? Like, and he was like,
well,
between them with like the
Main Street Electrical Parade, so this would only make us pick it more.
Yeah, I'm right? saying. Fire guy.
My answer remains.
Okay. Next. I'm just worried my wife's AirPods are going to come in and interfere with our show. Let's see. This one's Dogdoor Cheek over on the Discord. Genie Plus of the old FastPass system.
I still do Genie Plus.
See, and you know what? The conversation was closer than you would think over in the clubhouse with Genie Plus getting some love. But I mean, I'm cheap FastPass. I mean, I'm cheap and old and I don't like change.
Yeah, I would agree with you. I think FastPass. I mean, if I'm choosing things, I wish for none of it. If I have to choose something, then I would choose FastPass because, I mean, I at least took advantage of that. I very rarely take advantage of Genie Plus. So FastPass it is.
All right, we only have a few more, so let's rip through these. Aaron EE says, after 8 hours spent in the park in July heat, do you take an air-conditioned nap on Ellen's Energy Adventure or Carousel of Progress, assuming this is pre-2017? Where's your best nap back in the day?
Ellen, it's longer, and there's you don't move around and stuff, so you can get a good nap in there.
I had some good naps in Ellen.
Oh, seriously.
I have done Ellen, and I literally had the entire row to myself. So I just laid down and took a nap, like completely. I mean,
you totally. No, I did that with Mallory. I never did that as an adult. I didn't have the guts. I'm glad I had the guts, I'll say.
Yes, as an adult, I laid myself down on the entire bench. It was just like, night, night, everybody.
You're a smaller person. It's 6'3". People would have looked at me like, dude, get up. Are you alive? Okay.
But there was only me in the row. Well, and Brian.
They'd have poked me.
You know, sir. Like, I mean, that was it. Yeah.
All right. Matt Rowe says, which would you rather get a top score in? Buzz Lightyear Space Ranger Spin or Toy Story Mania? Toy Story, right? Because you got to earn it. Like, it,
yes,
you're in pain at the end of this ride, no matter what. 100%. So, I mean, you want to, I mean, you're going to get a high score and you're going to be in pain. You probably got to go see Dr. Job or whatever the guy that does Tommy John surgery for all the baseball players. Toy Story.
Toy Story. I agree.
Ricky?
Toy Story. Oh, Toy Story. Hands down. Yeah. I mean,
it's harder to do.
It is harder to do. Although, granted, you wouldn't know by looking at my score when riding Buzz Lightyear, because I can't shoot that laser to save my life to get any points, because I seriously end up with like 1,000 points by the end of the ride. I'm like, oh, I'm shooting the whole entire time. What is this not hitting? But I absolutely destroy on Toy Story Mania. So I have much better skills at that. So I'm going to go with that one.
I'll be honest. I've never once ridden that ride. And like, I've told myself, I'm just going to go in and kind of enjoy it and just have fun. I've never come out of there without my arm hurting, because I'm that competitive. No. I cannot do it. I get drawn in. I'm a sucker.
It destroys my arm.
Oh, dude, it kills me. It's one of those things, man. It gets me every time. Okay, we got like 3 left. Here we go. Jen over in the clubhouse, Ronto wrap or buffalo chicken grilled cheese? You know me, done. I mean, I love Ronto wraps, but sorry. Pam? Ronto or the buffalo chicken grilled cheese from the ABC commissary?
I think I'll do the Ronto wrap.
Ricky?
I'm going to agree with Pam. Ronto wrap. Yeah.
All right. Casey's Corner on the hub lawn eating popcorn Casey's Corner on the hub lawn or popcorn and Fantasmic. Ricky?
I do like me some popcorn, but I'm going to go with the corn dog nuggets.
Same. I'm going corn dog nuggets on the hub grass. Bam.
I'm going on the hop grass. I don't know that I'm eating corn dog nuggets, but.
Dude, they're so good with cheese.
Yeah, they are good with cheese.
I think that cheese needs to be more salty, which is something I never say, but it used to be saltier and like have a little more flavor.
Correct. It did. Okay, we have 2 more. Catherine, who's always over on our clubhouse, we appreciate her, says, would you rather tour the Magic Kingdom with Walt Disney or Mickey Mouse? That's interesting. I'm Walt all the way.
Walt. Yeah, definitely.
I mean, she did say in parentheses, the talking Mickey, so it's more interesting. That would be weird. I mean, he just kind of looked at you.
If he was just like pointing and gesturing for like 2 hours, be like, dude, this is awkward.
This is so exhausting. I can't do this anymore.
I'm like, say something, man. It's been 3 hours.
Yeah, good that she said that.
Oh my gosh. 2 more. Best place to get ribs. That's a 4-parter. Best place for ribs. Regal Eagle, Flame Tree, Polite Pig, or Morimoto Asia. Ricky.
I'm not the biggest ribs person. I think I would say Polite Pig.
I'm gonna go Polite Pig.
Yeah, I'm in a Polite Pig mood too, so takes the day. And finally, Kay Spano says a week-long stay in a Polynesian bungalow or a Wilderness Lodge cabin. So let's say Copper Creek cabin. Pam Forrester.
I'm going to do Copper Creek cabin.
Amen. I'm there with you.
I have not been there, but that's okay. I still would say the Copper Creek, because the pictures and video I saw from Pam and Mike made me super jealous and be like, oh, that's luxury right there. So I know that most people think the Polynesian, you know, bungalows are luxury and the best of the best, but there's definitely something special about those ones at the Wilderness Lodge.
I will say, sitting in a hot tub, watching live PD and a playoff hockey game, and the electrical water pageant while you're in the hot tub, and you're still in your room is pretty sweet.
That's it.
That was pretty awesome. Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. Well, hey, that is going to do it for today. Hope you had fun playing along with us. We just want to have fun here on a Friday kicking off the weekend. But that's what we do over on the in the clubhouse. So come on over to brguestpodcast.com/Discord. The conversation goes 24/7. And we'll continue this maybe Sunday nights if we could play this as we have the calls. So join us Sunday night, 7 o'clock Eastern, 6 o'clock Central. Scott joins me. We take your calls on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, Twitch, and Instagram. Okay, don't forget, shows brought to you by the Magic for Less Travel. We're here all weekend helping you plan amazing Disney vacations for no additional cost to you. And you get lots of little goodies as well. Disney gift cards, onboard credits for the cruises, and just awesome service all the time. So check us out. All the details are on the website. Just start off over at themagicforless.com. Please also use our Amazon affiliate link. It's brguestpodcast.com/Amazon. And thank you to our Patreon supporters. You guys make all this show possible. You can support us starting at just $5 a month. Come on over this weekend, patreon.com/brguestpodcast. Get the bonus show as well. It's called Mike in the Midwest. Give us a follow on the social media. Ricky's at Ricky Nibs, RIKKINIBS. Pam's at TMFLT Pam. I'm at BR Guest Mike. Check us out on Instagram, Twitter, and Threads as well. All right, time to get out of here and wish you a great weekend. Whatever you're doing, stay safe, stay healthy, and we'll see you real soon.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at brguestpodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.